pressure of the Jewish community of Amsterdam. The rabbis were not looking to ban anyone, but the rabbis also were unable. Menashe ben Yisrael was the rabbi then, who was a great man, but he was unable to withstand the pressure from his congregants, and also he did not want to appear, that God forbid, to give any sort of sanction to Acosta's ideas. And he could read Latin, and he did realize that a great deal of what Acosta said was just nonsense. So they excommunicated him. I'd like to just say a few words about excommunication at the risk of excommunication. In the history of the world, I would say, there has been no more counterproductive weapon in the history of the world than excommunication. The church still hasn't learned that. So they're trying to excommunicate one of the Jesuits that's too liberal a theologian for them. By excommunicating somebody, you guarantee him an audience, you guarantee him a cause, you make a martyr out of him, and exactly the excommunication is supposed to isolate him and end the problem. Excommunication exacerbates the problem. It continues forever. When I discussed with you Martin Luther and his break with the church, all of this is certainly true in a time not as ours, when there is no media buildup. I mean, today you call up the television news and say at 11 o'clock I'm going to knock up a sign with 95 statements against, this and this religion on the door of this and this place, so then the television camera is going to be there, even though nobody else is going to be there. And then it comes out on the 6 o'clock news, and it doesn't make any difference how many followers you have, it's worldwide. But in the time of Luther in the 16th century, that was not true. The church could have ignored his 95 theses that he knocked up on the wall, on the door of the cathedral at Wittenberg. Or if the priest would have had any brains, he just would have ripped it off. We have things pasted on the door to shul here every Friday. Right? You just take them down, that's all. Not a problem. But the mistake of the church was that they took it very seriously. And they excommunicated Luther for the 95 things that he said. Well, once they excommunicated him for the 95 things that he said, so everybody wanted to know, what did he say? Where can we get a copy of those 95 things? The Jewish press reprinted it. It got wide circulation. Before you know it, the Protestant movement was in business. That is always the problem with excommunication. In the Gemara, we have a number of cases of cheren. But it's interesting that the charomim that we find in the Gemara are always against great men of the Talmud themselves, and that the cherem was always enforced literally but never spiritually, the letter of the law was enforced but never the spirit of the law. For instance, the great Rebbe Lezer HaGodol, Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkanus, the Talmud tells us was placed in the cherem because he refused to accept the opinions of Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. Yet Rabbi Akiva and all the other great men of the generation continued to learn from him, but they did not walk within his four L's, within the Dalet Amos. But they still dealt with him. Strange kind of excommunication. It's a literal type, but it doesn't accomplish the purpose. It's as though the rabbis realized that they that this is the way they wanted it to work, or the excommunication of Eliezer.